This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We started today talking about the $50 million that Andreessen Horowitz, the venture capital firm, is going to plow into BuzzFeed. We will end with another Silicon Valley business Andreessen Horowitz is backing called Walker & Company. Its founder, a guy named Tristan Walker, once worked at Andreessen Horowitz. He ran business development for Foursquare as well. Now he is trying to build what has been called the Procter & Gamble for people of color. Product number one is a new line of shaving products. It's called Bevel. Tristan, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
You have to help me understand how you go from being Silicon Valley tech entrepreneur guy to a lifestyle company.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like solving problems, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Walker & Company, we're in the business of solving problems that exist in the health and beauty space. You know, our first brand tackles a very, very important problem that exists in the kind of, you know, African-American community. And something I wanted to solve. And, you know, Silicon Valley is all about solving those problems. And I think we have the opportunity to do something pretty special.
What's the actual problem?
Yeah. So for 15 years, this is my personal story. Yeah. You know, I wasn't able to shave, right? Every single way that I encountered facial hair removal was terrible. I used a multi-blade razor on my face when I was about 15. I woke up the following morning completely broken out, right? Only to realize that it was a function of my having coarse curly hair and those multi-blade razors cutting hair beneath my skin. And the way that I kind of did it for about 14 years, I put a depilatory cream on my face.
So these are creams like Nair, that contain, right? I mean, that's
exactly. Day, it has all these hazardous, harsh chemicals. It stinks up your bathroom. it's just terrible. And we've developed, again, the first and only solution to fix this issue for folks like me.
And you have decided, as the first product launch out of the box, this brand, this line you're calling Bevel, it is shaving products for African-American men.
Well, so Bevel is the first and only shaving system designed specifically for men with coarse, curly hair. It's the best way for anyone to shave, period. You know, we're going after or solving this problem, pseudofolliculitis barbae. It's, you know, razor bumps and razor burn.
Right.
It's a problem that 80% of black men and women have. And it's a problem that 30% of men and women of other races have. And, you know, we're doing it with really beautiful design, great product, and an educational experience, you know, to teach folks the right way to shave.
I want you to take this question in the spirit with which it's intended, all right? And I'm reflecting back, actually, a little bit of what you have said in the media about Bevel and about Walker & Company. There are many, many, many issues facing the African-American community in this country, the community of color in this country. I don't know how high up on the list shaving ranks.
Again, it's not about shaving, right? It's about developing brands and products that work, that inspire the community to really be proud of, right? You know, I reflect back on my experience of going to, you know, retail shop, you know, and having to go to the ethnic aisle, right? That's not really an aisle. It's a shelf. Then I have to reach to the bottom of that shelf for a package that's dirty. And then the joke that we like to say internally, you know, there's a photo of like a 65-year-old bald black gentleman in a towel on it, right? Like that entire second-class citizen experience is just, it's not great, right? You know, considering, you know, how much money we spend on these things, how much need we have for products that work, I think having a respect for the customer is incredibly important.
Tristan Walker. He's the head of his own company. It's called Walker & Company, and their new product, Bevel. Tristan, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.